start. I guess, wait, we need to see applicants and agents as well. I'm just seeing staff. Let me see here. Is anybody seeing any? No, I'm not seeing any applicants or agents at all. See here. Let me see who the agent is for number three. Oh, this is Cartesian. So it looks like Cartesian Surveys is the agent for number three, Mr. Hearing Officer. Oh, darn. Maybe I'm missing something. Is anybody seeing Cartesian Surveys in here?
No, I'm not seeing them. I don't see them under either panelists or attendees.
Same. Maybe we give them just a couple minutes.
Right. Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, we don't have the other two cases on the agenda, which Angela Gomez will go over, Mr. Hearing Officer. One's being withdrawn, one's being deferred, and I'm not seeing any applicants or agents for either of those cases. There's no applicants or agents for any cases at all. And there's no attendees. They're all panelists or co-hosts at this. Everyone's a panelist or a co-host at this point that I'm seeing. So,
Including Parks had no comments.
I want to give Amber. So Amber Palmer now is the agent for with Cartesian. I'll give her a call here. Let's see if we can get her. She may just be running late and thinking that because she's third on the agenda, she can be a few minutes late and it won't matter. Let's see if I can find her here. All right, I got her phone number. I'm going to try to give her a call.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Hearing Officer, I got a hold of Amber. She was late from an appointment, and she is going to be on her computer here shortly. She was thinking that because there were the third case on the agenda, she had a few minutes leeway. So I think, well, we can just wait for her if we want to, or we could get started if you want with the introductions to the meeting. I don't think that they need to be, the applicant or agent needs to be present for that necessarily, but it's up to you as well if we just want to wait a few minutes.
Oh, you're on mute.
Can you guys hear me? Oh, sorry. I guess I was on mute there. I think it's fine to start with the preliminaries just to get the agenda set, and then we can hopefully the agent will be here by the time we wrap that up.
I'll just confirm with Angela if she's re I'm recording in the background, but I'm just going to confirm if Angela, are you recording? All right, thanks.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order then. Thank you, everybody. Oh, before we start, I thought I saw a hand raised. No, okay, guess not. All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Bert Lucero, Development Hearing Officer, and I hereby call to order the April 22nd, 2026 hearing of the DHO at 9:05 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording only the audio of this hearing because it is audio only. It will be important that you give your name each time before beginning your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item is currently being heard. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask questions of the moderators, who are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep all chat comments relevant to the hearing. A note for all applicants: any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck and Mr. Jacob Boylan routes those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If there are conditions of approval, you will need to complete the conditions with the appropriate DFT members and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck and Mr. Boylan for electronic signatures. The city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, would you please alert us to any changes in today's agenda?
Yes, good morning. I have two announcements. The first being for item number one, PR 2020-003688. The applicant has withdrawn their application request. The second item is for item number two, and that's PR 2021-005863. The applicant has requested a deferral to May 6th.
Thank you. Okay, so just to be sure, on agenda item two, is there any objection to the deferral request from staff or anyone present? Scrolling through the participants, I'm not seeing anyone make any objection. So I'll go ahead and rule on the deferral request on agenda item two, that is project PR 2021-005863. Application type is a minor plat, and its application number, minor plat 2025-00067. And I hereby defer said project and application number to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting, which will take place. Gosh, I just blanked on the date here. On May
Six. 6.
6, 2026, beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you, Ms. Gomez. So it appears that we have just one item on today's agenda, then, which is item three. And that is Project PR 2022. Oh, actually, before we go forward with that, now that we have the agenda set, just if there are any members of the public present who would like to speak on a particular item, please let us know that you'd like to speak. And when we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. If you're on video, you can literally raise your hand like I'm doing now. If you're on audio calling in on your phone, you may press star nine. And if any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues that would impede the hearing, I will end the hearing temporarily, and the DHO hearing will resume at 1 p.m. today using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a short statement regarding the purpose of the development hearing officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. With that, we'll go ahead and proceed to agenda item three, and that is PR 2022-007616. Application type is a minor plat, and the application number is minor plat 2026-00017. Cartesian Surveys, as agent for Eleanor Sickler, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracks 1 through 12, block 1, Tijeras Park Edition, which is zoned MXM and located at 820 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast, between San Juan Road Northeast and Roma Avenue Northeast, containing approximately 0.4821 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Sorry, yes, I am here. Amber Palmer with Cartesian Surveys.
Good morning, Ms. Palmer. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yes, P.O. Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please present the project.
Here we're just combining the lots, have an existing building on it, and we are creating these bump outs for the existing light poles. And I have also submitted a determination for the sidewalk width to see if we can retain the existing sidewalk instead of having to widen it to the 6 feet.
Okay, thank you. Anything else that you'd like to add before I call for a public comment?
I was wondering, I know that we showed dedication on here, and I'm wondering, in light of having submitted the determination for sidewalk, if we could decrease the amount of dedication or if we should just leave it as is.
Okay. Yeah, let's get the DFT stance on that. That's a good question. Okay. Let me go ahead and call for public comment. And if there is any, you'll have the chance to respond. So again, for everyone present, this is agenda item three. We're in the public comment period. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item three. Last call for public comment on agenda item three. Okay, Ms. Palmer, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Sir, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
The Water Authority has no objections to this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to the Transportation Department. Mr. Ernest Aramico, if you please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Transportation has no objection to the lot consolidation or sidewalk determination, as long as the minimum 4 foot clear around obstructions, such as light poles, is maintained. Right-of-way dedication for this is shown on the plat. As for the little sliver that you had put on the plat for widening sidewalk before you asked for the determination, I have no objection to you reducing that, though I don't know how. I mean, I guess we'll wait till we get to planning. I'm not sure if we can proceed with it now as a condition, or how we work that since it's showing on the plat you've submitted. But let me finish my comments real fast. Any unused drive paths shall be removed and filled with curb, gutter, and sidewalk. Any future development, a TCL will be required prior to building permit or site plan. Also, a traffic scoping form would need to be submitted to determine if TIS is needed.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. Ms. Palmer, did you have any questions about that for Mr. Armijo?
So I can resubmit something pretty quickly in regards to the dedication. I think if it would slow things down too terribly much, the client may just want to leave it as is. Her concern was the sidewalk being in good condition now, and the ability to preserve it and not tear it out just to widen it by a small amount. But she's willing to allow for the radius around the light poles. And so we just wanted to reduce the amount of dedication if we could.
Thank you, Ms. Palmer. Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see he has his hand raised. Mr. Rodenbeck, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hanauser. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ernest, what was the question about the condition from planning?
I'm not exactly sure how to approach this, but since they want to reduce the dedication because they added a little sliver to widen the sidewalks. Since now they're asking for the determination, and I have no objection to that. I don't know how easy it is. Can they just resubmit the drawing with that dedication removed,
Right.
and we just make a condition of approval that they do that?
Correct. Yeah, that can be conditioned, in my opinion, Ernest. I don't see
Okay.
an issue with that.
Okay, I'll go ahead and type that into the chat then.
All right, thanks.
Thank you both. Okay, bear with me one second. My screen froze up on me. Okay, that takes us next to code enforcement. Do we have any comments from code enforcement?
Mr. Hanauser, so this is Jay Rodenbeck. We do not.
Okay, thank you. And I understand Parks and Recreation had no comments either. Is that right?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. That's correct.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to the planning department comments. I will be delivering those today.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Jacob Boylan. If you please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Amber. So I'll get the easy ones out of the way. Application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. The date of DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per 66L2D7. And then a copy of the AEGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. And then I had a comment in there related to an infrastructure list, which I thought I saw in some of the other comments, but I don't think that is applicable anymore. I don't think we're requiring an infrastructure list on this project unless someone wants to correct me.
What's the question, Jacob? This is Jay Rodenbeck.
Are we requiring an infrastructure list?
Ernest, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I was curious about that too. Do we need an infrastructure list with this?
I don't believe so. I mean, they'll probably be adding a very tiny bit of sidewalk just to have those bump outs around the poles, but I don't think we need that on an infrastructure list. They can just do that and provide us pictures when it's done.
Well, I mean, we typically, this is Jay Rodenbeck, what we typically do, Ernest, is we give them the option. So they can either we get it on an infrastructure list, and they can either financially guarantee it through DRC, or they can just construct it and send us pictures prior to final sign-off of the plat.
Okay, yeah. So I guess that's up to the applicant whether or not they how they want to approach it.
But this is Jay Rodenbeck. Ernest, wouldn't we need to have an infrastructure list? Anyways, even if it's a super small improvement, it's public infrastructure. I mean, technically.
I guess technically, yes, it's like we've gotten used to not requesting those for really, really small ones because DRC doesn't want to look at those.
Oh, I know. And I agree. Like for the applicant side, it may be easier just to do it before we sign off on the plat. But, we've typically in the past had an infrastructure list still generated, showing those improvements or improvement and regardless if they financially guarantee it or not.
Okay. Yeah. No. I can see the point. I suppose it can go along with the other condition.
Okay.
just provide the infrastructure list and do the work or financially guarantee it.
You want, I mean, do you want to put that as a condition, or do you want us to, or it doesn't matter?
I can do it.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Armico. Go ahead, Mr. Boylan.
I'm just going to amend my comment on the fly. Should an infrastructure list be required, final sign-off of the plat sheets will only happen after proof of recorded infrastructure improvements agreement is provided or proof of construction is provided. Then have some fairly standard comments in the memo. Other than that, planning has no additional comments and no objection to the plat.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Let's go next to Jay Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbach. So Jacob, we just need to go over our findings too. And I'll just go through your memo here and share my screen. So Mr. Hearing Officer, planning proposes finding number one, noting this is a request for a minor preliminary plat for the property located at 820 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast. The plat seeks to eliminate interior lot lines to subdivide the property from 12 individual lots into one new lot, and we can actually remove the applicant was seeking to dedicate additional right of way, but will not be. I'll strike that from that finding. Finding number two, a sketch plat review is completed on September 21, 2022. Review comments were provided to the applicant team. Finding number three, the ideal zone district for this property is shown to be mixed use, medium intensity, MXM, and is located within an area of change. And the property is also shown to be located within a major transit corridor area. And then per 66, the next finding number three, per 66K2I of the IDO, the applicant shall record the plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. Finding number four, all public notice requirements of IDO Section 6, Table 611 have been completed for this submittal. Finding number five, the request meets the criteria for a subdivision of land minor per IDO Section 66K. And I think that's probably it. Yeah, I think that's it. That'll be it. That'll be our proposed findings for this plotting action for this request.
Thank you, Mr. Runbeck. Let's go next to Mr. Aramico. I see he has his hand raised.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the first finding that you had about the right of way dedication. You can probably leave that because even though they're eliminating the right of way dedication for the sidewalk all along there, they still are dedicating a little tiny bit for those bump outs around the poles.
Okay. And I was going to add too, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yeah, well, I'll keep that in there, Ernest. We will need a sixth and final finding, noting that there is a determination request approved with the plat action.
Perfect.
I'll add that into the notice of decision. We'll get that into the notice.
Thank you. Ms. Palmer, any concerns or questions about the proposed findings?
No, thank you.
Thank you. I hereby adopt the proposed findings as discussed. Okay, bear with me one second. All right, Ms. Palmer, any questions for any of the DFT members before I make a decision, or any other comments to conclude?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Thank you. Bear with me just one second. Okay. Again, for everyone present, this is agenda item three. It's project PR 2022-007616, application number minor plat 2026-00017. And hereby approve said item, project, and application number with the associated sidewalk determination discussed and stated in the findings adopted in this meeting. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, a revised plat showing the reduced right-of-way dedication must be submitted before signature. Next, an infrastructure list showing sidewalk widening around the poles must be submitted. This can be either financially guaranteed or the work can be completed and proof of construction provided before final sign-off. Next, the application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per section 66L2D7 of the IDO. And finally, a copy of the AEGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the plat. That concludes agenda item 3. Thank you, Ms. Palmer. Thank you to everyone on the DFT.
Thank you.
Have a good day. That also concludes our hearing for today, April 22nd, 2026. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.